Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, Klaus led away by Betcher, his friend. KC hits the free kick, and that's going to end it. After 90 total minutes of regular play and 7 minutes of Enterprise stoppage time, KC 2, City nothing, and more scuffling, shuffling, extracurricular naughtiness in the corner right in front of the St. Louis fans.
Ooh, what, getting naughty.
What was going on in the
naughty
corner?
Naughty. Amy Marks scores Chris Ranji on 104.1 FM KMOX. We are a sister station to Y98, which is where you can listen to City SC games with Joey Zanaboni. That's the voice you just heard. His broadcast partner is Dale Schilly, who is the City SC Academy Director and, again, broadcaster. And Dale is with us on this Friday. How's it going, Dale?
Good morning. I'm doing fine.
Hey, first of all, before we get to the soccer, we'll have a couple of questions for you. Number one, what is the most negligent thing you can think of that a person can do?
Wow. The most negligent thing, let's say not brush their teeth.
Okay, that's pretty negligent.
That's pretty good.
All right, that could
that's
be on
gross.
The list. And secondly, what was naughty going on in the corner there?
Yeah, that's interesting. A couple of players from Sporting Kansas City took the opportunity to maybe rub a little salt in the wound. And interestingly enough, one of the players was Jake Davis, a good player, happens to be one of my best friend's son. So we'll have to have a little discussion with my friend up in Michigan. Some conversations and maybe a little flaunting going on. And some of the guys from City decided to come over and protect and stand up for the fans.
Well, there you go. Well, I guess you like to see the spirit
yeah.
of it.
You do like to see the spirit. You do like to see the guys stand up. You hate that you got to that point.
Yeah.
But for sure, it's a rivalry.
What do you make now, Dale? I guess the big thing is City's struggling to score. They're not scoring. How do you get out of that funk?
Yeah. Well, I think, if you got to look sometimes when things are going in such a bad way, you got to look for the positives to try to build on. And, Salio Pompeo was a positive influence in the game. It was his first start for the year. And he was good at, creating chances. We hit the goalposts. We had a couple other near misses. And so I think, Olaf took a few chances with adding some more attacking pieces to the lineup. We saw, some good influences in the first half, particularly the first 20, 25 minutes. We just didn't find the goal. I think we're getting there, but certainly that one stung.
So in terms of getting there, what about team-wide? What signs really are you seeing that make you think that this team could be starting to put it together? I think it's difficult to see it in the results, so I'm wondering if there's something you see.
Yeah, it's just that you're starting to see more chances. It's just that there's, you know, we saw more opportunities, you know, in the game. We saw that we created real chances, you know, hitting the goalpost, having a sitter that, you know, that we missed from a keel. You know, we had three or four really good moments and good opportunities in that time period. There's some concerning things as well that we couldn't bounce back out of it. You know, when we got scored against, the response wasn't what you would be hoping for. And also, you know, to be blunt, knowing where Sporting Kansas City is in the table, that now we got to try to create chances against the Columbus Crew. Can we do that against a really good team this weekend, maybe the best team in the league right now?
Tom Timmerman pointed out in the Post-Dispatch that City SC is at the top of two lists in Major League Soccer, but they're rather dubious distinctions. They've been shut out five times, which is the most in Major League Soccer. They also have the most players listed as out on the MLS availability report. They had six injured players last week, Roman Berkey, to name a main one as well. Edward Leuven was out. But those two things, how related are they? I know you don't want to make excuses, but how related are they?
For sure, they're related. Because when you start looking at the lineup and how it could be put together with the addition of some of the attacking pieces that we saw this weekend, in particular, Thomas Totlin, which would help add another attacking piece along with Conrad Vallum and Celio, Marcel, Hartle. So you're missing some of those pieces to help put it all together. And knowing how thin we were originally on having all the attacking pieces to begin with, when you start to miss one or two, it adds up. So for sure they're connected. But, you know, let's also face it that we came out in a very defensive alignment and approach from the outset, the beginning of the year. I think the hope was that we would grow into the game on the attacking side. Unfortunately for us, we had a couple of injuries that set us back. And now we're kind of having to reinvent how we're going to get some W's.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for four lines with all the data you need and four free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's four lines for $25 a line plus four free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As you look at the standings in the Western Conference, Vancouver still in the lead, and then it's San Diego FC, Minnesota's right behind them, followed by Austin. Just the entire conference through, what, seven games that have been played so far by each team. How has this season began in terms of what you thought would happen and where it is now?
You know, I think when we not knowing where we were going to be starting at from a structural perspective, you know, I think we're mid-table-ish. I think we're right on the playoff line or you know, right close to it. You know, so it's not a bad place to start, but we do have to get things turned around. From a surprise perspective, Vancouver and San Diego would be two of the bigger surprises in our conference. You know, Vancouver they finished probably eighth or ninth in the table last year, San Diego being, you know, an expansion side, both of them, you know, getting off to great starts. And, you know, we'll see Vancouver in 2 weeks. So there are some surprises. We have to get things turned around or we're going to continue to slip in that table, and we got some tough games coming up.
Yeah, and it looked like, I know we mentioned some of the injuries. Some players might be coming back sooner than others. Is it just you regroup as a team, you look at the slump that they're in, and say, this is our team? There's no saying, okay, things will get better when we get this guy back. You have to be able to play with the roster that you have. Is that the mentality, or guys feeling a little bit unmoored because they've lost some big guys?
Yeah, I think the only way you can approach it is to look at it, you know, honestly, and say, look, this is what we have. We're going to have to get, you know, get forward and score goals, create chances, get results with the group that we have here on the field. And then as guys come back, or, you know, we get pick up a player or something in a transfer window, or whenever we can pick guys up, you know, then you can start to look at it from a different perspective. But right now it is, hey, who I look at in the locker room and who we look across at in the training field, those are the guys that you have fighting for the 3 points, and you got to rely on them.
Dale Shilley is with us here on 104.1 FM, sister station of Y98. That's where you can hear the City SC games, like the game Sunday evening against Columbus. What do we know about this team coming in?
Yeah, Columbus are good. You know, undefeated through 7 games. Have a good attacking
They lead the East,
style.
Yeah. Should have mentioned that part, yeah.
Yeah, good attacking style, and they are, you know, have been, you know, solid for the last couple of years. So it'll be a really, really good challenge. It'll be interesting to see, because we've been trying to get more attack-minded. We've been trying to defend and press a little bit more and get the ball back higher up the field. But Columbus is known for their ball possession, and they force you back into your own back third of the field where you have to defend. So will we be able to threaten them a little bit by winning the ball higher up the field, or are they going to push us all the way back? It's going to be a real interesting tactical game for sure.
Dale Shilley, as always, we appreciate talking to you. Thank you for being with us, and enjoy the game Sunday. Bring us a win too, would you?
Yeah, I'm telling you. I hope next week we get to talk about a more positive situation.
Yes.
And yeah, and I look forward to it. I'll talk to you next week.
Score some goals, man.
I'm telling you. I may run out there.
All right.
Now that'll give us stuff to talk about. That'll be good.
Dale just left the booth.
Joey's like, where did he go?
He's gonna go. He's gonna go get himself a goal. Thank you, Dale.
Is that Whitey Herzog? Thank you,
Dale Shilley, City SC Academy Director, broadcaster on Y98 with Joey Zanaboni. That game starts at 6 o'clock on Sunday.